AM. Tune to 1320 WILS for the new Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You'll be introduced to local pet experts like Rick Bruce, and you'll hear insightful conversations about pets ranging from the common to the exotic. The Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, brought to you each Saturday by the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos, Bruce Pets in Old Town, and by Wagon Tails in Lansing.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. A wet Saturday, October 2nd, the start of Big Ten football action. And we are two-thirds of the way through the high school season. Can you believe it? Where's the time going?
I don't know, Jack. It is going fast, and some great football last night. Some very hard-hitting football. The East Lansing Grand Ledge game, one of the hardest-hitting games I've been to in quite a while. They hit hard. Both teams great defensively. Grand Ledge made plays. East Lansing did not. East Lansing got 8 first downs, so it was frustrating. But it was a great game. Great night. The rain held off last night.
Yeah.
I had thought, you know, any Provenzanos of the world had served up this thing 40% chance, and I thought, oh, my God.
Well, that's less than half, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And so,
we got some out in Portland. In the fourth quarter.
Is that where you went last night?
I went out there.
Oh, because you were in the western part of the city.
Yeah, you probably got it later here.
Yeah, we got it. Our game was over with, and finally, on cue, it started raining right when it was done. So we were lucky in that front.
Big night in East Lansing with the naming of the field for legendary coach Jeff Smith.
Yep, big crowd. Big crowd. A crowd that the senior class has been yearning for since they started the program, and it was finally delivered.
How much of it was homecoming? How much of it was?
It was all of it, all the above.
That was,
you know, you get families that would only come to homecoming because their kids in the homecoming court. Okay, mm-hmm. You get that. You get ex players coming back, which is tremendous for a legendary coach in Jeff Smith.
Right.
He had great weather, and he had two solid high school programs going at it, and it called for a big crowd, and it was a great environment last night.
Yeah, two solid programs, and I think two very good teams, Tom, when you look at it. I know right now it might not seem that way. Whenever your team loses, it's tough to take. But, you know, East Lansing's only given up 49 points all year.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to get first downs. You can't get 8 first downs and leave your defense on the field for literally the entire second half, most of the second half. I mean, the difference is actually East Lansing had more total yards.
Yeah.
But Grand Ledge had 5 more first downs, and they converted on a quarterback sneak, gutty call by Matt Byrd on his own 40, tied 0-0 early in the fourth.
And on his own 40?
On his own, I think it was on his own 40-yard line, and it was close.
Fourth and what?
Fourth and, you know, maybe a half a yard.
Okay. All right.
And but anyway, he barely got it, and that was the play of the game, because I think it was a game of field position. East Lansing could have got the ball back and potentially scored. They had two great opportunities in the first half, didn't deliver, and that was the ball game. So, what I said, you know, great environment, and Grand Ledge is so sound. They're a sound football team,
and they probably brought a lot of people too.
Yeah, they brought a lot. They didn't pack it over there. A little surprised about that, but really? You know, a typical Grand Ledge travels well kind of crowd, it was just I was happy about our side of the stands, because East Lansing hasn't had the greatest following of fanship over the years. Their students feel compelled; they need to show up late and leave early. It's one of those things. I quite haven't figured that one out, but. Last night it was good.
I showed up late. By the time I got out to
you
Portland.
You always show up late. That's
time
your,
I got to Portland,
it
was the second quarter. You know, you leave here when the game
starts.
Well,
you had your
what
job.
You
had your Ebling
so,
and you.
I couldn't find a parking place. I mean, that's how crowded it was last night at Portland with Lansing Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Lansing Catholic brought a boatload of people. But, I mean, there were cars everywhere, and I couldn't figure it out. And I saw Jeff Kimmerly in the press box. He chose to cover that game.
Yeah.
And talking to Jeff, I said, what is the deal here? He said, by far, the number one tailgating spot in Mid-Michigan, Portland High School.
Why is that? What makes it that
Don't know. Don't know that. But I'm telling you, they were parked far and wide. They were way beyond the athletic grounds.
That's good. So, well, that's those, I tell you, those freestanding communities, I call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's big identity, and that was a great win. And we have some teams in the area that have their work done, already accomplished for the playoffs.
Right.
And we have some teams that have some work to do.
We're going to talk a lot more high school football in this show. And at 8:30, Tom, we're going to be joined by Chris Patrick. You remember Joe Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember Chris. His brother went to Nebraska.
Yeah, I remember Chris.
Played for Jim Ahern at Ithaca. He was there last night.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he's with the 49ers, but he's on injured reserve. So he's rehabbing. And it was great to talk with him about Nebraska. He's going to be with us at 8:30. And his brother used to be my next-door neighbor. Now he's in Minnesota. But we're going to be talking with Chris, and we're going to be talking with Muhsin Muhammad, living in Charlotte. And he was on the Big Ten Network again last night doing some pregame stuff. Did the Michigan State game last week, but they're breaking him into all different aspects of television. John Borton of the Wolverine will be with us, and we'll preview the Wolverine's Big Ten opener. Dr. John Braccio, of course, as he is every Saturday, and Percy Snow is going to join us at 10:30 at that confirmation very late last night, and he'll be with us, fingers crossed.
Hall of Famer, Michigan State Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer. It should be a college football Hall of Famer. It isn't often someone is Rose Bowl MVP, Butkus Award winner, Lombardi Award winner. One of the top linebackers in Michigan State history, certainly, and as decorated a linebacker as there's been in the Big Ten, probably in the top five. So it'll be good to talk with Percy again. But the start of college football season, now, Tom, you said 52 degrees. I'm buying the 52 degrees. We might get that today. But what can you do about the rain?
Yeah, the rain. Well, you know, it doesn't affect me. I'm downstairs ESPNU for the Wolverines today at 3:30 on Monitor 1.
ESPNU?
That's correct. Isn't that crazy?
So yeah. A lot of people with basic cable then wouldn't even get that.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, go to a watering hole. If you go to a watering hole, for example, here in Lansing, and you're a Michigan fan, you're going to Sparty's will be all over the 3:30. Yeah,
or they could just come to your place.
No,
they could
no,
come to Crawford Indoor Stadium.
I don't think you want to come to my house today.
Not a good day?
No.
You got a leaky basement?
No, I'm just not up for visit.
Not feeling
visit.
Really.
I'm not feeling
top of your
love
game today.
Today. So, yeah, then Texas OU is at 3:30.
Yeah. What else? What else do we have today?
What's on tap? What else is at 3:30? Yeah. I mean, well, Ball State and Central, I was going to go up to that game, but I passed. Weather, bad. And Michigan, Indiana, big game. Big game. And I want to see Michigan State, Wisconsin.
What time is the.
Get
Central
this.
Game? Is that at noon?
3:30.
It's a 3:30 game.
There's
too.
three.
What's 3:30? The deal with all the 3:30 games?
I don't know. There's too many of them. And
on at noon?
Oh, you got Northwestern and Mini on ESPN. You got Miami and Clemson, and then
not much. In other words,
Kansas, Baylor.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the best we have to offer in the early slot.
Yeah.
We have good games tonight, though.
Oh, the big one: Stanford, Oregon. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Jimmy Harbaugh. The next coach at Michigan, if Rich Rod doesn't work out. Pull out the checkbook.
Why would he accept the demotion, first of all?
It wouldn't be a demotion.
Stanford, come on.
No, come on.
Stanford has got a better record than Michigan last
doesn't
year.
Matter.
Better,
doesn't matter.
Plus, better
it's
academics, Tom. You
no,
heard him talk
no,
about
no,
that.
No, no,
better
no.
academics and better football.
That's subjective.
That's from Jim Harbaugh. That's not from me.
No, he's talking out of his you-know-what. He was in a weak moment, okay? He's a Michigan man. And when I saw him on that sidelines, he looked like a Michigan man. So
you want somebody who's going to jump up and down and get all excited.
You know what? Let's see how Rich Rod does. If he knocks it out of the park the rest of the way, I'll embrace him. You know, he's the man, okay? But if he doesn't.
Jim Harbaugh signs a contract through 2025. What are you going to do?
Contracts. Huh? Forget about contracts.
He signs a contract. He's not going to go anywhere else and coach. Jim Harbaugh being a man of his word, an honorable man, if he signs a contract. He lived by his word, right?
A lot of that going around these days, isn't it? Right.
Well, not worth the paper they're written on. That's a problem with coaching contracts.
Right.
I mean, anything.
Right. Yeah, but I don't worry about the rain. You know, let it rain. Who cares?
Well, I don't know. Who does it help? I can't figure that out.
Wisconsin, Michigan State?
Yeah. I'm not sure whether it helps Wisconsin or Michigan State.
Doesn't Michigan State throw the ball more than Wisconsin? Do you think?
Maybe a Michigan little, State but has, not much
Michigan
more.
State,
not
the reason much. That I think Michigan State, and I sure as hell hope I'm wrong on this, but the reason I think Michigan State's going to win today, they just have better balance offensively in their game, I think.
You don't like Scott Tolzien?
Yeah, he's a good quarterback. I just think the home field
advantage. Wisconsin's receivers have been out now.
I know.
Nick Toon and David Gilreath have been out? No, he's supposed to be back today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, and Lance Kendrick is a tremendous. You know what? Wisconsin is tight end you here. They've had four in a row go to the
pros. But you know
what?
When we start, you know, they're good. They're good in the Big Ten. I can't buy any of it because of the fact they haven't played anybody.
You're right.
Anybody. Right.
How do we know?
You don't know.
We'll know a lot more in 2 weeks.
Just like that person from Northwestern.
We keep saying that.
He hasn't. You know, we're not going to know it because we're playing each other. How do you know? You won't know now until the bowl games. Because
you won't know in the bowl games because the bowl games are a misrepresentation of your ability.
Better than you do now.
You can't take 6 weeks off and have an adequate barometer of a team's ability. You're right. The preseason, that is your truest indicator of relative strength.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the winner is the Pac-10. Because their nuggets of success are much more prevalent than anybody else's.
Even they had some good losses. I mean, Arizona State at Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a good loss.
It was a good loss.
Arizona State losing
by a point blocked extra point.
Yeah, to Wisconsin. That was a bad win for the Big Ten. Wisconsin's one of the.
If you got a top 10 team.
Come on.
Should do better than a 1 point win over an unranked.
Without question.
Team.
The embarrassing losses by Minnesota. We've talked about that. Iowa losing to Arizona. I don't care. If you're Iowa and you got this great defense out there that's so good.
Well, defense was good that day, but they got beat on special teams.
Well,
too.
It's all part of the game,
sure.
Jack.
But that doesn't mean their defense.
And they got beat. Well, they got beat. They lost to Arizona.
Well, I think a lot of teams. I'm just saying, a lot of teams would have lost that game playing at 1:30 in the morning. And Arizona's a good team. I think Arizona's a good football team.
Well,
I think there are a lot of good football teams in the Pac-10.
Bad loss.
What about Washington out there? They went to Nebraska and they got crushed. Let's bring Nebraska in right now. Bring Nebraska in. Would Nebraska be the second best team in the Big Ten if they came in right now?
I don't know. They're good. That program's approved. Purdue losing to Toledo at home, bad, really bad.
Yeah, Purdue doing anything pretty bad.
Injuries, granted.
Yeah, injuries right.
For the Boilers.
They're right.
But
they're starting quarterback and their best player, Keith Smith.
Who would lose to Toledo at home?
You know what this means, Tom? You should be happy about
you
this.
You didn't bite on that, did you?
This means – I was just going to let that one
would
slide out there.
You get some sleep one of these nights?
I was just going to let that one slide. If you want to talk about Toledo's big road wins, we could talk about that. We could do a whole segment on that. We could when you think about what the Big Ten teams have done, you said it last week. Is there a marquee win?
Yeah. The Bucks beating the Canes. That's a quality win because Miami's a good team.
That's a quality win, but is it an eye popper?
No, it's not an eye popper. And Penn State beating Temple is kind of a good win, kind of.
They haven't lost to them since 1941.
I know, but I'm talking about this Temple team. I've seen them play. They're not. I watched them play against Central. Now, how good is Central? I don't know. But I watched them play Central, and they look good.
You know what I love about college football? Exactly what we're doing right now. If you had a different system where you could actually quantify everything.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be any fun.
What fun would it be? Where would
it's
the debate be at the end of the year?
It's the subjectivity of college football that makes it a wonderful game.
When people can say Nebraska was better than Michigan in 1997, right. If you had a playoff, you would know. So yeah. What fun would that be? All right. We will be back with much, much more. We're going to take your calls. We invite you to join us online as well, 1320WILS.com. And Facebook and Twitter, the Jack and Tom Show on Facebook and Jack and Tom 1320 on Twitter. And give us a call. We'll take your calls coming up a couple of segments here, including the next one. 393-3700, the number to call, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.
He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're...